You did it. You braved the snow and the ice and the cold room to be together tonight. Thank you for coming. Our theme for this hour will focus on and deepen the one phrase, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." So we're going to go really deep into a tangible experience of this in a few different ways. So welcome. We're going to start with Carolyn, who is going to lead us in some activities. And I'll let her introduce them. And then following that, I'm going to share with you an audio 10 minutes that for me really touches so many deeper themes on this topic that are articulated at a far higher level than I feel currently capable of. So I'm really happy to share this with you, and I'll say a little more about it at that time. So I'd like to welcome Carolyn. Thank you, guys.
Well, in working with Oren and the rest of the service team around this evening, we wanted to invite you into an experience of seeing God in one another, as David so beautifully spoke of on Sunday. And one of my favorite ways, and Oren's favorite ways, is to share the form reality practice. So we're going to do a short piece with that this evening. And I know some of you have never shared the form. If you haven't, maybe just put your hand up. I'm aware of. All right. And we're going to do, after that, an activity where we walk about and greet one another with recognizing the divinity in each other. So sharing that and having that reflected back. And I think it's going to work with Cosmoform to have the chairs as they are. I'm going to ask you to pair up. One person will be sitting, one person will be standing behind the person who's sitting. You want to have enough room to be able to bring your arms up. And if need be, we can kind of spread the chairs out. So if you wouldn't mind just taking a moment to pair up with someone. As you're placing your chairs, just be sure that you can see me. I'm going to be leading us through. So maybe stagger yourselves if there's someone in front of you that you're not going to be able to see through. And Oren is also, he's going to be a good person to be able to follow as well, as long as you can see either one of us. So with the form reality practice, thank you. We are opening to the invisible flow of life. So whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, just feel the weight of gravity through your feet. Close your eyes for a moment, just breathing into the beauty of life that is flowing through us now. Being aware of the person on the chair in front of you, the being, radiant being they are, and the radiance of your own being, tuning in particularly to the heart, feeling a softening and opening of the heart. Sometimes it helps to deepen the experience if your eyes are closed. I'll be talking you through it, but you're also welcome to open your eyes to follow along. Palms facing up for those sitting, palms facing forward for those of us standing. And with eyes closed, just looking into the blackness. B. Pryor, the developer of the form, speaks of the blackness as pure awareness, the pure awareness of being. Just sensing into that, breathing, feeling the sensation in your hands and feet. And if thoughts, images arise, just let them go, not naming anything that appears on the screen of the mind. And really feeling into that phrase that we're working with, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God in all things. So we're going to very slowly begin to lift our arms toward shoulder height. And as we move very slowly, we can tune in more to the awareness of being. And as our arms come toward shoulder height, we're aware of ourselves, our bodies, as the crossover point between heaven and earth, the vertical connection with source, the horizontal connection into our world. Just breathing into that, feeling the heart expand. If your arms get tired, you can bring them in closer to the body. Arms continue to rise now. The arms are coming into a wide offering overhead. Here we're opening to the infinite possibility of source. God, the possible, as we say. And God, the means, the power that flows from source. Hands come together toward high prayer, again, just moving slowly, feeling into the flow of life that almost pulls the arms upward as hands come together. So hands come together into high prayer. And here it's as if we are opening to the absolute. B speaks of opening to the download from source that is always available. Palms begin to slowly separate, fingers stay joined, forming what we call the house of God, symbol of the Most High, by whatever name we know it. Hands begin to move just slowly, gently downward toward our partner's third eye. Here again, it's as if we're downloading, opening to a download of higher levels of truth, love, life. Just breathing into that as you come in front of your partner's third eye. Here the fingers begin to undo with the thumbs, index fingers staying joined. Hands rotate down, forming the chalice, which comes to your partner's heart. Just breathing into the chalice, the heart, again feeling the divinity within yourself, within the person in front of you. In this moment, knowing God present in each of us and in all things. I Just breathing into that. Feeling something of what it means to become pure in heart. I think we can feel that in this moment, and if we can feel it now, we can feel it again. When you're ready, just allowing your hands to come to rest very gently on your partner's shoulders. You may want to take a half step back and allowing a blessing to flow between you. Almost as if we're saying, I know this light, this truth, this love within myself, within the person in front of me or behind me if you're sitting. When you feel complete, those of you standing may take a half step back. Whether you're sitting or standing, we can bring hands together in front of the heart. It's just a gesture of appreciation for what we're sharing. Take a moment just to thank the person you've shared with, and then we're going to move toward the back of the room for a milling exercise that I'll explain as we go. We're just going to mill about in this part of the room. And we'll move slowly. There'll be the music in the background. And when we feel it's right, we'll stop in front of someone and just acknowledge in whatever way we do. It might be bowing, might actually be saying, I see you. I honor the divine in you. And then just taking a moment for the person to absorb that, and then the other person reflecting back to us. And I see you, I honor you, or I see the divine in you. Is that clear? I see you, which kind of acknowledges the humanity of each of us, and I honor you, or I see the divine in you. I think you can see whatever feels right to you along that line. It could just be just a bow in front of the person. All right, so if you want to begin to move.
Mm,
so much love in the room. I think it feels a little warmer in here too, somehow. So I'm going to share just a couple of things here for us to deepen into. This is one paragraph from this week's Pulse site. The state of heart that allows you to see is generosity. At the root of the word generosity is generation. The very nature of the Creator is generation. It is the radiance of creative power. Where a heart is open to that radiance, it becomes pure. It is a pure expression of that radiance at work in the human experience. And when we are in a state of heart that is in that radiance and all the spectrum of it, in how we think and how we feel and how we're acting, the heart becomes pure. And whatever was preventing us from seeing is cleared out of the way. It is purified, not because we did some grand penance or self-flagellating or because we fell prey to some kind of shame. It is purified simply by that radiance, which clears out the states of heart that block the ability to see. I trust that in this short time we've been together already, we've had some kind of touching that on some level together already. You can feel that in the room. This 10-minute audio clip I'm going to share with you, to me, really deepens into these topics. It's an amazing synchronicity. This speaker is a man named Bernie Pryor, B. Pryor. He's the founder of the Form Reality Practice. And we're hoping to have him here in the spring. I'd like to invite you all for a retreat with B. And it's a wonderful time. It's been a number of years since he's been here. But this message of this most recent class that he gave, I just selected this 10-minute clip because it touched on these themes so deeply for me. So get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and see what you hear in this.
The truth cup entangles us from the stories perpetuated on this planet and through ancestry. We discover all that we've inherited is all we have to dissolve, not believing. But drinking this cup of truth, not inventing another story to escape it, we actually become the cup itself. And for the first time in our lives, we experience direct joy from this cup that is completely overflowing. We expect nothing whatsoever from this existence, this life, because we all have it. And it's a kind of having that does not have a beginning and end, and is inexhaustible, so it can be constantly given away and not need a return. Now, of course, we can invent stories around what I've just said. But in the truth cup, we might discover we're alone. For the first time in our life, with truth. And it's all we ever wanted to be one with. It is home. our own fulfillment in the cup of truth, true life. It's easy to put this cup down and pick up another cup that seems to be full with more excitement, more promise of fulfillment. Is being a truth warrior to hold this cup where there's nothing in it for yourself, where we've gotten so used to a story that reinvents itself constantly. To hold this cup in both hands, then something weird and wonderful takes place. The cup begins to drink humanness. Humanness becomes the liquid gold that the cup drinks, transforming all the forms of our lives. We might discover this is something that we really must want. It's so easy to share the cup full of stories, but only in great love. I was going to use the word sacrifice or surrender. Can we find this cup that has no beginning and end? Is actually what we came out of and what we returned to. It's the stories that prevents the livingness of this, masking the deeper realities. Because the old story has an investment in it for a self that doesn't actually exist. But then even that turns around, because then we discover it exists only for that. Only for that. It's that point where tenderness happens, which comes from no place. A tenderness that didn't come from someone. A tenderness that didn't come from an event. A love that didn't come from anything that exists in this world. A love that is loving utterly no matter what. Fulfilling no matter what. We all have bitter cups that we only drink a bit of. That's why they're bitter. When you drink it, the bitterness ends. And truth and love and pure knowing, that we've always been called to, flows. We ask ourselves, why didn't I ever drink this cup? Why did I prefer stories? Stories of a poor me. Why do I invent these things? Why is it I can't just stand alone with the one deep in my heart in true aloneness? Where all love is known, and all love moves, and all love relates with all that there is, and returns. With no need to return with anything whatsoever, just baskets full of loving, baskets full of caring, baskets full of deeper understanding. The dilemma of separating one's pure, aware knowing from humanness.
I've probably listened to that clip about a dozen times already, and it just, like the pulse and like anything that is truly grounded in truth, it just continues to unfold and unfold. So let's continue to unfold with this a little bit, and we're going to go into a time of listening pairs. Okay, so let's find a partner and go to a comfortable place in the room, wherever you like, and then we'll give you instructions. Everyone clear? Choose a partner and get comfy. Looks like everything is falling into perfect alignment. So let's decide who is going to share first. If you decide amongst yourselves who's going to be person A. And then I'll give a question as soon as I think of one. So we're going to share 2 minutes each way. First question is, could be from this evening, it could be from this day, it could be just in your life recently. But what new insights are you opening to around the purity of heart allowing you to see? We'll just keep it really general. And even if you can't think of anything on that exact topic, share whatever's opening for you now. Okay, we'll just leave it really open. 2 minutes. Ready? Yes, 2 minutes for the first person to share, starting now. Beautiful to feel what's opening up there. We could go all night with that one. Now the speakers become listeners, and the listeners become speakers. We're going to go for another 2 minutes. Same question, other direction. In your recent experience, could be tonight, something from today, or just anything in your recent life, what is opening for you in terms of insight around purity of heart, allowing you to see? Very simple. And if nothing comes to mind, share whatever you like. 2 minutes, ready, set. It is so wonderful to see the room overflowing with spiritual riches. Apologize for the lack of chime on my timer. I trust we all hear the chime in our own hearts, chiming. The chime of our purity. There's a tone to that. So we have just a few minutes left, and I'd like to bring us all into a circle for our last few minutes, if we would. Could we assist with bringing our chairs into a circle? We can be taking out extras as we go. Notice the four pillars as points of alignment. See how living and organic our formation can be in its breath and movement. So we're going to pass the mic around in this circle formation to bring some of our insights from our listening pairs more deeply into the light of conscious awareness. So this is just a little bit of time to take this a little deeper together as a collective. Feel free to share something from your listening pairs or anything you like that takes this another step for us. Mic is open.
I just want to say that the last two Wednesdays, have been some of the best Wednesdays of my life. And these moments together have just been exceptional. And I just love you all, and I thank you all for being in my life.
Thank you, Katie. What's been in my awareness as ever since David was talking about the pure of heart on Sunday, I've been aware of more and more things that I realize block the purity of heart, the transparent heart, the heart that allows the invisible to come through fully and completely. What I'm more aware of now is that none of that, whether it's fear, protection, judgment, and criticism, resistance to what's so, all the different things that had come up in my awareness for days of what blocks a transparent heart, what I realized is none of that can exist in a heart that is filled with universal love. That all we have to do really is simply open to that, allow that to fill us up completely, and there's no space in the heart for any of the other nonsense, because those two things can't exist in the same space. So the unconditional love that's always there for us, the grace, the many gifts and blessings that are there, to have that awareness in our heart and feel the love of that, there is no neediness. There is no, we don't need anything from anybody or any circumstance, because we're full already. We're filled to overflowing. And that high vibration of unconditional love allows everything else to entrain to it. It lifts it all up into that, so it doesn't exist in a lower vibration anymore.
I love the statement, and I don't remember the exact words, but the radiance is purifying the heart in the present moment. And we may have the need, perhaps, to go for therapy or something, but the actual experience of generosity in the present moment and radiance in the present moment means there is a pure heart right at that moment. And there may be other things falling away or stuff to deal with later or whatever, but the immediacy of being a creator is the great thing that's happening, multicolored. The one thing that came out this evening to me was I remember that there were times when I'd gone through a lot of trauma and stuff, and I came out the other side with somewhat of a victory or success, but I was still carrying the story. And the story has to go. But the thing that takes the story away is remembering that not only were there other guardian angels around me, but my own being was a guardian angel, the lover within me who was overseeing that situation. So how wonderful it is to stop repeating or holding on to the story. Taste the cup, even as it's bitter, as I let go of the story, and discover that beautiful fluid expression of the gold of love.
Thank you, Bob. I was watching a video today. It was Bruce Lipton, actually, and it was from Barbara's class last year. And he's a biologist, and he was talking about how he was talking about cells and the fact that cells actually transmit information to each other. So like heart, all the heart muscle cells are a field. So your heart is actually a field of energy. It's not a separate thing. It's kind of in its own way conscious. And that thoughts themselves are similar. Like we can't help but all of our life, every moment of our life, we are basically thinking thoughts with the people around us. We're thinking thoughts from the environment of the field that we're in. And we can decide to think another thought, or we can get stuck and go round and round and round on a thought. But when you're just noticing that that is true, that your natural state is to be connected with every other being, that's your natural state. That's your energy field. And just because we forget that doesn't mean that's not our natural state.
Well, I think that's the point, is to connect in that way. with other beings. It's the flow, to me, that is all important, the flow of love coming through us. And we had such a beautiful opportunity to do that when we were mingling with each other over there. Who could doubt that love was flowing through us as we greeted each other? You just sensed that radiance coming from the other and coming from yourself. And it is that flow that allows you to see that, well, generosity is how it was put in the paragraph that you read. We were being generous with each other, letting love flow from me to you, letting love flow from you to me. And it's that mingling that creates something just awesome. When we do that as a community together, as we're having an opportunity to do it now, we can create magic and miracles and have something fantastic to celebrate.
Thank you so much. I can't believe we're at the bottom of the hour already. I'd like to close with Jane. So everything that we've lifted up in our consciousness and in our hearts and in our collective fields, I would love to join together in a moment of unified radiation, collective radiance, as a body of oneness into our collective fields. And I'd like to ask Jane to lead us in a chant to end the evening. Thank you very much for our time tonight.